Okay.
All right.
All right.
And last?
We have temporary butterfly.
Bet you were wondering what I'm doing here in the middle of the night. Well, I thought I should introduce myself. My name is Lucy. Lucy Eleanor Moderates. I think you should know that your family thinks we're engaged. Never been engaged before. This is very sudden for me. What I really came here to tell you was that I didn't mean for this to happen. I don't know what to do. If you were awake, I wouldn't be in this mess. Oh, God. Not that I'm blaming you. I'm sorry. It's just that when I was a kid, I always imagined what I would be like or what I would have when I got older. And, you know, it was normal stuff. I'd have a house and a family and things like that. It's not that I'm complaining or anything because I do have a cat. I have an apartment. I have sole possession of the remote control. That's very important. It's just that I've never met anybody I could laugh with. Do you believe in love at first sight? I bet you don't. You're probably too sensible for that. Or have you ever seen somebody and you know that if that person really knew you, they dumped the perfect model that they were with and realized that you were the one that they wanted to grow old with? Have you ever been fallen in love with someone that you haven't even talked to? Have you ever been so alone that you spend the night confusing a man in a coma?
So I told her, I like the awkwardness that you've used here. It seems very apropos for this really messy situation. Do it more. Start out strong, nervous, embarrassed. Think of the situation. You are alone in the room with a man in a coma, a man you're very attracted to, and his family thinks you're engaged to him. Imagine for a moment that he's not comatose, that he's awake and staring at you. You need to explain yourself, and you don't have a very good explanation at all. So let that really come through in your first sentence. Make it big. The "I bet you're wondering why we're here" trope is very common and often used for humor. Try that. Then go really awkward on the introduction and then the key point about his family thinking you're engaged. Now you can start sounding a bit desperate. You need to talk to get all this out, about apologizing, and make, if you are awake, a bit shrill as though you are blaming him. Then realize what you've done and go into the apology about not blaming him. Same idea on "I'd have a house and family." Sound complaining so you can feel uncomfortable and deny it. Now you can get really wistful on "it's just that I've never met anyone." Imagine that you've been standing all this time. Now you sit in a chair next to him and speak more intimately and openly about your feelings, especially on "do you believe in love at first sight?" Because your character does, and fell in love with this man at first sight. Finish with a pause before your last line and say it bitterly, mocking yourself. I think you already have the basic idea, and I hope these notes will help you refine it. And now we can see whether they did.
Bet you're wondering what I'm doing here in the middle of the night. Well, I thought I should introduce myself. My name is Lucy. Lucy Eleanor Moderates. I think you should know that your family thinks we're engaged. Never been engaged before. This is very sudden for me. What I really came here to tell you was I didn't mean for this to happen. I don't know what to do. If you were awake, I wouldn't be in this mess. Oh, God. Not that I'm blaming you. I'm sorry. It's just that when I was a kid, I always imagined what I would be like or what I would have when I got older. And, you know, it was normal stuff. I'd have a house and a family and things like that. It's not that I'm complaining or anything, because I do have a cat. I have an apartment. I have sole possession of the remote control. That's very important. It's just that I've never met anybody that I can laugh with. Do you believe in love at first sight? I bet you don't. Probably way too sensible for that. Or have you ever seen somebody and you know If that person really knew you, if they dumped the perfect model that they were with and realized that you were the one they wanted to grow up with? Have you ever fallen in love with somebody that you haven't even talked to? Have you ever been so alone that you spend the night confusing a man in a coma?
Go.
Temporary butterfly. Sorry, I had a brain fart. Let me reboot. Temporary butterfly! I think you demonstrated a definite change between your first and second take. I'm gonna say right now, this is like probably one of the few, if only, chick flick that I own. So it's hard. It's a little difficult for me to get around the mental thought of the original portrayal of this monologue. Sorry, for those who don't know, this is from a movie called While You Were Sleeping. But I think you did a very nice job of making it your own. And I thought it was quite original, especially after your first take, taking the notes that Russ gave. You go through a lot of emotional changes, and you definitely give that that awkward feeling. Using the suggestions that Russ gave, the intimate moments are beautiful. I would be careful of the use of trying to use those first few lines as humor. I didn't really get that full effect of humor, more than just over exaggeration. Russ, what do you think?
For me, this was a kind of a mixed bag. I went through point by point, and I think some of them you took, others I'm not sure you really did so much. You started out stronger. Definitely, I liked the way you started the retake. For me, the attempt at humor worked a little bit. It doesn't have to actually be funny. What we want to see is the nervousness, and I think that came through very nicely. I don't think you went strong enough, though, on the sounding a bit desperate, on the if you were awake. I specifically wanted you to go shrill because I was looking for a nice contrast between how you're feeling and how you feel you should be feeling. So I wanted to hear the reason for you to say, oh, I'm sorry. You did a better job of doing the apologizing and not blaming, but I didn't think you gave yourself the motivation by actually doing the blaming. And the same thing happened on I'd Have a House and Family. I didn't hear any tone of complaint at all in your retake. And I went back and listened, and it really wasn't that much different from the first approach. You went more for laughing it off rather than sounding a little bit bitter, which is what I was trying for. I think you did the wistful quiet. I don't know that it was that much of a change, again, from the approach. There's probably more I could have told you to do, some more specific stuff, which might have helped you. I think this is a very difficult scene. It's a very difficult situation for the character, and it's a difficult scene to do. And maybe I could have given you some stronger direction, which would have made it a little bit easier. But I wasn't sure that you really listened to the things I did give you. In some cases you did. I'm sorry?
Oh, I had a question when you're done.
Oh, yeah?
Well, what do you mean by shrill?
Well, I was looking...
You told her to be shrill.
Okay, yeah. Oh, maybe that was poor phrasing. What I was looking for was the sense of actual blaming. You know, if you were awake... Not just as a conditional, but the idea of why aren't you awake so I can explain to you.
Okay. Gotcha.
And it's entirely possible that I just didn't explain it as well what I was looking for. But I didn't hear what I was trying for.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I thought it was an overall decent performance. I think I would have liked to see more of it, and in particular I wanted to see a little bit more in the way of changes. Okay, so you guys, I think, have really upped your game a bit, which made some of it a little bit hard. However, in the end, we basically came to an agreement. We pretty much had the same lists in terms of our ranking. So why don't you tell us who you thought your number one was, Merity?
My number one or the top number?
Your top performers.
11, Linda, and Skywish.
Yes, you two both went from, you know, okay performances the first time to really spectacular ones the second time. Following behind that, I have Lex the Archer. Lex, you really improved. Maybe there's some more you could have done, but you did a nice job.
And Leave Me Alone. Also, you did a noticeable change, a very nice job in taking the Russ's critique and really building on the character. And like Russ said with Lex, I think there was probably more that you could have done, but it sounds like you, I mean, it sounded good. It was, I can't talk anymore. Russ.
But you did a good job. There's more you could, yeah. As I said, there's more you could have done, but you made a big change from your first performance, and that's what we was looking for, because you did a good job in terms of taking direction. And unfortunately, that means Temporary Butterfly, you came in the last this time. And as I said, I think you didn't quite pick up on the direction as much as I'd hoped you would have. Your overall performance was not bad. It's just that we were specifically looking for the extent to which you would pick up on direction.
But, and like Russ said, it is a hard monologue.
Yeah.
A very difficult situation that you get put in, so kudos for doing it, seriously.
Yep. That means now we're going to talk about the next challenge, and we've...
wait, Russ!
What?
Russ, guess what?
What?
We didn't... Nobody dropped this week.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Hurrah! Our first week with not a single drop. Extra kudos to the five of you for being reliable, especially this week when you had to submit twice.
Everybody gets 1,000 points.
Yes!
Yay! 1,000 points for everybody! Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yes. So now we get to talk about the next challenge. We've talked a little bit about doing different voices. And although, yes, we say very strongly, voice acting is primarily about acting, not about voice, there are times when voice is important. So the lesson for this week, the challenge is going to actually be about doing different voices. And for the challenge itself, for to test how well you do it, we're going to use something that we've ripped off from, borrowed.
creative reinterpretation. Borrowed.
Borrowed, yes. Borrowed with permission from Dylan and Tregatree's acting competition, Act It. And for those of you who have done it, Lex, or at least listened, this is the 3 characters in 3 minutes challenge. You're going to have to come up with your own script. You can do 3 monologues, a monologue and a 2-person scene, or a 3-person scene that you can either find somewhere or write yourself. I will, in the email, give you links to some that have been done in the 4 seasons of Act It, so you can see what kind of things we're talking about. This is going to be a tricky one. There will be some instructions on and ideas on how to do different voices. We're actually going to be looking more for voices this week than acting, even. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Oh, I would say if you're, in addition to looking for things to use for monologues or dialogues, I'd say you could probably, is it fair to say they could go back and use some of the 1-minute monologues that they've heard or have used previously?
Sure, sure. The important thing will be... You could do that, certainly. But the important thing is going to be trying to distinguish the characters, and there will be some ideas in the email and the lesson on how to do that. It's a fun challenge. This is one that those of us who have done acting have always enjoyed. So I hope you'll enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it. Well,
I didn't enjoy it.
Most of us have enjoyed it.
It's hard, surprisingly. Well, I thought it was hard. I thought it was one of the harder challenges. But I mean, maybe Russ thinks. Be careful! It could be hard.
Yes,
that's
it
all
could
I'm
be.
Saying.
It could be. This is going to be a good week to come to us for help.
Yeah.
But some of us, at least, thought this was a really fun challenge. So try to
lies.
Have...
I say lies.
So try to have fun with it, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Woo!
Have a good night.
Night!